Oh, at last, Carson, thank you. Now look here, good man. I know you've been master for not much longer than my marriage to his lordship, but I can't deny I'm irritated by the delay. I'm not someone who can abide by lateness. I hope you're not here to disappoint me. However, perhaps we can overlook that just this once. Now, since I entered this family, I've had my eye on the hunt as I ride regularly. Lord Grantham has had so many duties to attend to in the recent months, particularly at the palace. We won't, of course, mention the divorce, which you well know about. But since his lordship and I married, he seems to be, perking up, what? But there's much to do. And while his lordship will be away for long periods, I need to get a grip on the asset of the estate, so to speak, and assess whether it's as efficient as it claimed. So, now that I've clapped eyes on you, I'd like to inspect the stables, test the thoroughbreds out, and head for the gallops. Do you mind? Oh, good. Shall we say after luncheon? Perfect. What's that? No, please leave his lordship's stallion in his box. Now that we have an understanding of each other, I have a much better idea. Until this afternoon, goodbye. Oh, there you are. This is quite the operation. Many of the horses are very fine caliber. I can see why the county's leading families are so taken with this. I'm looking forward to going riding. Well, come on, man. Show me the stables, then. Lead the way. I've not got all day. I like a well-ordered setup, and looking from all angles, I'm quite encouraged by what I see. Ah, and these are the mares. They're looking healthy enough. I'm sure they produce excellent foals. Do we breed our own stallions, or do I need to hire a stud, so to speak? Oh, you're quite right. I'm sure we have enough on our hands in more ways than one. Plenty of hay there to feed them all, too. You're very thorough. It's a very well-run stable. Now, to the tack room? Much to discuss there. Ah, so, these are my observations as I see it. Bear in mind, I'm an experienced horsewoman, and while I am younger than his lordship, I seem to be a little more senior in experiment than you. The horses are well kept. They clearly receive the exercise they need, so I'd like you to recruit additional experienced staff to look after them. Don't question me. I'm your employer, and I know exactly what I'm doing. You need to be kept busy. And there are other staff around here who can look after them. Find them. Well, I'm not sure if I care whether horses are your life's passion or not. That might not actually be true anyway, because I know you better than you think. You see, I think you have other interests. Since I arrived in the spring, I've interviewed every member of the household staff, including young Ginny, my dresser. Oh, you know Ginny. And she knows you all right. So much so that we had a fascinating discussion yesterday. Just us two ladies. She couldn't stop herself bursting out just how good a fuck you were. Come now. Ladies in my position know more of the world than you would think. A lot more. But of course, your young, naive wife doesn't. Good God, man. What do you have in those jumpers, I wonder? Must be so neglected at home. My, my. Not the worst bulge, either. Yes, I noticed that earlier, too. Do you really think his lordship married me for my business acumen alone? No. I can make him do things little boys like you can only dream of. And not just when I run my finger up and down the length of his cock. Now, it just so happens that when this feather-light touch of mine starts to caress your oh-so-growing form, I have a feeling you're starting to know exactly what I mean. Question is, young man, what are you going to do? So, if you value your employment, or want your innocent wife to discover your sordid misdeeds, you're rather stuck here, aren't you? Completely fucked, I'd say. But all in good time. So, as your employer, I am ripping up your contract. And my mouth is going to guide its way down that toned frame of yours while you agree to my terms. And you will agree to my terms. Fuck, you smell good. Now, this is what you're going to do, forthwith. 1. Expand the staff. Immediately, they can start to exercise the horses. Well, you have other duties now, my boy. Extensive other duties. Remove those jod posts and boots. This instant. Oh. Point 2. I don't care whether you like it or not, but you're going to exercise me now. Regularly. And I'm going to demand the very peak performance. Jesus, that cock of yours is thick. All the better for fucking me with it. But I'll just keep my hand on it for now. Stroking, pulling, teasing. I own it. It's mine. And you'll go home to your wife thoroughly spent after my pussy is finished with it. I expect long, hard days in the saddle with you. When his lordship is away, I expect you prompt, early, erect, and highly virile. After all, this won't be a one-day thing. Oh, no. My adorable ass didn't get this firm by just dieting alone. It came from riding juicy cock like yours. And my God, you're getting hard now. Impressive, boy. But I'll need to break you in first to make a man of you. Nice bit of pre-cum for your lady to devour there, too. But maybe a more delicate touch will get the best out of you. Let me take a closer look. What do we have here? You realize your length is at the mercy of my tongue? Do you like the way the tip just eases the pre-cum off your head and goes all the way down your lengthy shaft? Judging by that expression, maybe so. Not just a silver spoon that's been in my mouth, you know? Come now, boy. Let's see what you're made of. Up onto that hay. I'm going to love all of you. God, my jodhpurs are soaked. But peel them down off of me, quickly. No foreplay here. This is to satisfy my whim and my cunt alone. Lie down there. I'm going to ride you as hard as any stallion here. Oh, you have quite the length there now. Fuck, that is tight. No, I'm not used to cock this thick. I could try, though. Let me put my hands on your shoulders as I grind down on you. Jesus, I'm going to sound like Ginny soon. Oh, yes, of course I fucking know what she sounds like. My head was between her thighs all afternoon yesterday. Oh, and if you play your cards right, I'll have you both soon. Oh, of course you like that, don't you? You're a bad, bad man. But you're my employee. So fuck me. Don't you stop, boy. Don't ever stop. Remember, I'm your new employer. When I tell you to stop, you can stop. Not before and not after. Because right now, this is about me taking your body for my use and my pleasure. Oh, God. And there will be times when I'm going to tease you. When I'm going to edge you. Shit, I'll even put a cock ring on you until I'm ready. Because you are going to serve me and my boundless energy for fucking. God, I'm so close now. Oh, hang on there, soldier. Sweet Jesus, this is good. But I want this every day from now on. I demand the best, and I will get it. Give it to me, boy. Give it. Give me your seed. I want it. Now. Now. Oh, that's it. Oh, God, yes. Yes, my boy, yes. Well, that was a decent canter, wasn't it? Encouraging from you. Room for improvement, no doubt, but very satisfying nonetheless. Of course, I did not marry his lordship for his body, so while he is in London, expect to be entertained. And I'm not quite finished with you yet. I expect you back at the house for a full-blown gallop after dark. And no, I won't go easy on you this time. Remember, you're mine now. Unless you want me to hire the staff myself, perhaps I could impose more physically arduous tests on them. Then prove to me you have what it takes. I'll be waiting, and so will Ginny.